And welcome to the Shetland Resolve Calmcast. I'm Diane Taylor, hypnotherapist and coach based here in Shetland. Here's something that I find fascinating. Most people don't tell me to tell them that they need more sleep or more rest or more support or fewer things to do on their to-do list. They already know that. So why is it that intelligent, capable people keep doing the exact opposite of what they know would help? Why is it we keep pushing through when we're exhausted? Why do we say yes when every part of us wants to say no? And why do we carry on long after we've recognised that we need a break? Because if you've ever found yourself thinking, I know what I need to do, so why am I not doing it? You're certainly not alone. Let's start with a few examples. Think of this one. Have you ever been desperate for a pee and still stayed and finished the email first? Or realised that you're hungry and decided to finish just one more thing before you eat? And then suddenly it's 3 o'clock and lunch has quietly disappeared completely from the day's agenda. Or perhaps you've packed everybody else's suitcase before a trip and then found yourself hunting for your own passport at the very last minute. I suspect many people listening are smiling at least a peery bit, a little bit, by now. Because these things are so ordinary, so normal, so easy to overlook. If you follow me on Facebook, you'll already know that my Westies certainly have absolutely no difficulty communicating their needs. In their world, breakfast should happen immediately. Second breakfast should also happen immediately. Quality control checks of any food preparation are clearly essential, and there is absolutely no uncertainty there in their minds. Humans, on the other hand, can spend 3 days deciding whether they're actually tired and needing a break. And that's interesting because most of us do know quite a lot about what we need. We do know when we're tired. We know when we're overwhelmed. We know when we're being stretched too thin. We know when we've taken on too much. So probably awareness isn't really the problem here. Maybe something else is happening. A conversation I had recently captures this beautifully. Without sharing any identifying details, a client told me, I know exactly what I need. And they genuinely did. They didn't need more information. They didn't need another book. They didn't need another podcast. They knew. They knew they needed more rest, more support, more space. They could have given me a very accurate description of what would help. Yet, whenever the opportunity arose to actually respond to those needs, they didn't. Not because they were lazy, not because they lacked insight, not because they were doing anything wrong. The response that came naturally was the response they'd practiced for years. And that was keep going, keep coping, keep carrying on. And I think many people recognise that pattern. Sometimes the challenge isn't recognising a need. Sometimes the challenge is trusting it enough to respond. I think many of us learn very early that being reliable is a good thing. Being helpful is a good thing. Being responsible is a good thing. And yes, of course, those things are valuable. The difficulty comes when we become so practiced at responding to everyone and everything around us that responding to ourselves starts to feel unfamiliar. Not wrong, just unfamiliar. And unfamiliar things often feel uncomfortable at first. We're just not used to it. Even when they're healthy, even when they're supportive, even when they are exactly what we need. Here's something I see all the time. People understand the idea perfectly. They listen to a podcast like this one and think, yep, that makes complete sense. Then 3 days later, when they're tired, hungry, overwhelmed, and agreeing to something that they really don't want to do, the understanding was already there, the knowledge was already there. Spotting the pattern while it's happening is the tricky bit. That's where things can begin to change. Not when we understand more, but when we notice more. One of the ways I think about this is attention. Imagine for a moment carrying a torch. If you spend years pointing that torch outward, towards responsibilities, towards problems, towards deadlines, towards other people's needs, you become very skilled at noticing what's happening around you. You notice what needs done. You notice who needs help. You notice what requires attention. And that's certainly not a bad skill to have. But if the torch has been pointing in one direction for a very long time, it can take a while to remember that it can point somewhere else too. And then one day somebody asks, "What do you need?" And the torch turns inward, perhaps for the first time in quite a while. And that's often when people discover something surprising. The signals were there all along. The tiredness, the tension, the frustration, the need for rest, the need for support, the need for connection, the need for space. The signals didn't disappear. The attention was simply elsewhere. One thing I find particularly interesting is how often people are kinder to others than they are to themselves. A friend says they're exhausted, so you encourage them to rest. A friend tells you they're overwhelmed, and you tell them to slow down, and that it's okay to do that. A friend says they're struggling, and you offer support. And yet when the same thing happens to us, many of us suddenly become much less generous. The rules seem to change. The expectations change. Somehow, we become the exception. Everybody else deserves care. Everybody else deserves understanding. Everybody else deserves support. Yet somehow, we're expected to simply carry on. And often, we don't even notice we're doing it. Now, this podcast isn't about becoming selfish. In fact, I think that's one of the reasons some people struggle with this conversation. the time to assume that recognising their needs somehow means caring less about everyone else. I don't believe that's true. Recognising your own needs doesn't have to mean removing other people from the picture. It can simply mean remembering that you are part of the picture too. And that's very different. Because there's a difference between supporting others from a place of capacity and trying to support others while running on empty. Most of us know which version feels better and actually which version works better. The challenge is that knowing and doing are not always the same thing. And this brings me to something I think is really important. Understanding a pattern and recognising your own version of it are very different things. Reading about it is useful. Listening to a podcast like this, I hope, is useful. Understanding an idea is useful. But recognising yourself on a Tuesday afternoon when you're saying yes to something that you really don't want to do, that's different. Recognising yourself when you're exhausted but still pushing on, that's different. Recognising yourself when everyone else's needs have made it onto the list and yours haven't, that's different. That's where awareness becomes choice, and choice creates possibility. That's one of the reasons I place such value on experiential work, because information is only part of the picture. Most people already know far more than they give themselves credit for. The challenge is recognising their own patterns while they're actually happening. That's the kind of exploration we do inside the Calm Collective membership. And it's one of the reasons I've created this month's new hypnotherapy audio, Needs, Not Just Coping. The audio explores this theme from a very different angle. Not through more explanation, not through more analysis, but through creating space to hear yourself more clearly, perhaps than you've done in a very long time. Because sometimes the first step isn't finding the answer. Sometimes the first step is allowing space to hear the question. If you're not already part of my email community, you'll find a link in the show notes. Through emails, I share additional articles, podcast updates, free resources and details of new audios, membership content, and events throughout the year. Before we finish today, I'd like to leave you with one simple question. And it's not homework, not a task, just something to notice. At some point today, perhaps pause for a moment and ask, what would support me right now? You don't need a perfect answer. You don't need an impressive answer. You don't need to act on it immediately. Just simply notice what comes up. That first step can be just hearing the question rather than finding the answer. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, I'd be really grateful if you'd subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone who might find it helpful. And next month, we'll be exploring something that many people recognise immediately. The conversation that happens inside your own head before you've even spoken. The fear of getting it wrong. The fear of standing out for the wrong reason. The fear of what other people might think. Or as we say here in Shetland, what'll folk think? Thank you for listening, and until next time, go peerywise, go gently.